today's our first day of the second meeting, because they published it in the Bosley. They started it on that day, despite the fact that Yerushalmi starts on that Bosley. But since we were fortunate enough to have it included in the Daf Yomi, so we'll go along just whatever the mistake was that got us. Okay, so here we are at the Beit Shvarim, beginning a grand new adventure. Be'echad be'adar mashmi'im al ha'shkalim ba'akilayim. So even though this really begins before Pesach, so you would have thought maybe if we're going to throw in into the Bavli, we might as well throw it in before. But the truth is, of course, it's not dependent on Bavli or Shalom, because it's the Seder of the Mishnah. So why is the Seder of the Mishnah this way? There's various pirushim. I personally have a couple of vinyanim, not necessarily discuss my others. Pesach and Shabbos have to go together. You can't possibly go through Pesach because we've crossed the Shabbos. The entire original, the whole Zephira, as we were talking about yesterday. We learn out Zephir from Zephir. From Zechoras Hayom HaZeh to Zechoras Yom HaShabbos. It's even called Shabbos in the day. So therefore, to go from Shabbos to Erevin, of course, is one sugya to Pesachim, is an absolute essential. But there's another idiom as well. Shkalim, even though it begins with Be'echad Be'adar, there's a continual process between Pesach and Shavuos, which is the Truvas HaMishnah. Because even though we'll collect the Shkalim, Mashmir the Shkalim before, but the Iker Inyan of the Truvas HaMishnah, we'll see, is done between Pesach and Shavuos as well. So Namela, it's an ongoing thing, even in terms of the Moadim. It makes perfectly good sense, therefore, to have it in this fashion. So, continues the Mishnah. The first day of Adar, we begin announcing that it's time to bring the Shkalim, because it's going to take time to actually work out the finances of the Shkalim. As we'll see, they used to have special banks that would be provided with the Machzis HaShekel. There was a tremendous rush on Machzis HaShekel coins during that time. They actually charged a premium for them, as we'll see. The premium ended up needing to be paid separately. It was called the Kalabon. But in order to make sure that there was enough time, not only to collect the shkalim, they'd do this in every town, and then they would send it off to the center in Yerushalayim, so to allow enough time for shipment and collection and changing the coins. We start at the beginning of Adar. The truth is that there's a simple reason for why we begin in the beginning of Adar, because we know that all the time we start being asik in the publicity, in the publication of the halachas of the mitzvah, that's a moed, a month before. Since the lishka, the first money that we're going to be taking out of the shkolim, is going to be done on the first of Nisan, as we'll see. That was the Yom Shemitah Leser Atarot, and that was the first time that we did it, and we continue to do it that day all the time. So Mimela, by definition, we ought to need to do it 30 days before. The only reason I'm giving you all the other parushim is because remember, this is Machlokes, but it's 2 weeks, 30 days. If you say it's 30 days, then it's another parushim. If you say normally there's a Machlokes, and over here nobody is failing, it's Machlokes Tanoim. Nobody is failing over here to say 2 weeks before. That's because of Maisa. We have logistics over that require a longer amount of time. So the first day of Adar, we want to announce that there is Shkolim coming up, the Al Hakilai, and also because that's the first time that we can actually make out the shoots and see what is going to be growing up as Kilayim. We want to make sure that that's taken care of early before it grows. So we let people know, please go out, check your fields. B'chamisha Asarbo, on the 15th Korin et HaMegillah B'Krachim, we read the Megillah in the cities that had a wall. Furthermore, because that's already basically the end of the rainy season, so we also get to work on doing the Tzorchei Harabim that will be necessary. This is how many learn. Rambam doesn't learn like this. That will be necessary for our Lila Rego. We need to have highways in good shape. Our Lila Rego, we certainly don't want muddy streets during the time there were rutted streets. So Nanela, we do what we can do now. Vet Mikvot Hamayim, we get all the mud out of the mikvos. People will be able to be mitahar Rego. The Rambam learns from Takim et Adrachim is a reference to the superhighway system, which was only made for the Arei Miklat. That was the unique responsibility of the Beis HaNagod of Yerushalayim. It's not normally, otherwise it's a local issue. But for that, it says, Tafin Lecha Aderach, it's a Ferish Apostle. So it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to see to it that the roads are in repair. This is the first time we're able to repair it properly because it's the end of the season, which is l'maisa done all over. At the end of the winter, you'll find in places that have snows and so on. So the freezing causes a lot of damage on the roads. Exactly. So that's exactly when they go out. They go out to Hamishah Selah Aderach. It's a mitzvah all the time.
So they're not holes, they have a bit of an interesting problem.
Not the Hayyim, yeah, not the Rambam. That's the Pharisee. They have a din of an interstate. It's under the direct chiyuv of, it's more than an interstate, it's the direct chiyuv of the Supreme Court, because it's part of the din of Mishpat, it's not part of the din of the logistics of the kingdom. Meosim kol tzorchei harabim, and any other tzorchei harabim, we're going to discuss what exactly this adds. Kol tzorchei harabim are also done at that point. Mitzaynin et hakfarot, v'yotzin af al hakilayim. At that point, we go ahead in order to make, because if we do it earlier, there's always a chance of rain. The way that they were mitzaynin the kfarot was by taking whitewash, basically some lime and pouring it over the area of the kever, which would indicate color of bones, just to remind you that there's a body buried here. But if it rains, it just washes it away. So they would wait until the 15th pre-mitzayin. And at that point, yotzin af al hakilayim. Earlier, we just were mashmiya. That means we let people know they should go out and see to it that they check over their field. However, Bezgin also takes responsibility for that, and as we'll see in the next Mishnah, it got to a point where people were actually enjoying having Bezgin come out and ripping out the lime from the field. But great, we get free weeding. So they end it. Used to be people were embarrassed to have people find the lime in their field. Now it's already a sign of sophistication. Let the rabbis come and clean the field. So at that point, they already started being mafia the field as a punishment. And anyway, but initially, it was enough that they would take it and throw it in front of the guy's field. He was so embarrassed. Why do we have to start so early by Echabad? And the pashtus of the mentioning of Kriyas HaMegillah over here is not very clear. We might as well see in the Gemara that it's coming to teach me actually Dinim about Adarishan and Adarishan. It's a remez v'alma. However, there's a beautiful, beautiful pshat l'cheshek shloimer, which is just lovely. What he says is like this. Why do we put together the din of Mitaknim et HaDrachim Rachovot Vosim Kol Tzorchei HaRabim immediately after Korim HaMegillah B'Krachim? It's anyway strange. The Korim HaMegillah B'Krachim, and why talk about the Krachim? Why not on the 14th? Why talk about the 15th? Here, B'Klal. It comes to be telling me something about the nature of the. What he says is like this. Why do we read over there on the 15th? Because in Shushan, the mace was basically repeated, and therefore they kept to the 15th, right? But if that's the case, it means that the relationship to the Taktim et HaDrachim is a relationship to mace, which is exactly what we find. Yaakov here comes from Shem. What does he do? And the Tzorchei HaRabim. Not only that, he's Isaac in money. He's Metakein the Mikvaot. He's Metakein at HaDrachim. Because over there they had the problem with the Kohanim that we want, which is Metzaynin at HaKvarot. That's amazing. And it was all in response to the Nes that takes place in Shem. We know that from the story of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that's the whole Lagmar story. After he's saved, so he says, look, just like Yaakov Avinu, it says, Vayichan is Bnei a year after he was saved. So I'm also going to come. He does the same thing. And he's Metzaynin at HaKvarot. They tell him, we got a problem. Kohanim can't walk. So you see, and it's actually brought the Magen Avraham. Somebody that had a nace done to him should do something with Tzorchei HaRabim. So there's a connection between nace and Tzorchei HaRabim. So therefore, we take 15 to show that here we're responding to the miracles that were done. So this is the time to do Tzorchei HaRabim. Very cute.
It seems to be automatic.
Because now a permanent celebration of Purim is to start taking care of the city.
It's automatic. I mean, people with near-life experiences always go out and do this near death
experience. Well, from your point of view, it's near life. So why is it that we start on the 1st of Adar? Because we need enough time to make sure that Shkalim get there in time. The new Trumat HaLishka takes place on Be'echad B'Nisan. So since then, we'll see what the basis of that is in a moment. So we'll see that since we need to start bringing the Korbanos HaTzibur, that was the whole point of this Truma, is that the Korbanot HaTzibur of the new year, Chadesh, so there's a din of being mechadesh the year with new korbanos. Those korbanos, because of korbanot tzibur, have to be brought for the body of the tzibur, which is the matzis hashekel. Therefore, since the new year begins its new korbanos in the new beginning of the year, which is chodesh nisan, first of nisan, chodesh asalachem. Therefore, we want to make sure that everybody has a share in those korbanos. Because essentially, we are building it around their money. So anybody who's able to give the money, the korbanos come from him. He's not able to give the money, we'll see what happens in terms of Bezdin. In the end, it turns out everybody has a share, but Lamaisa. The way to do it correctly is to make sure that you have your actual coin there in time. How do we know that Be'echa B'Nisan is the correct time? Because the Omar in Yerushalmi is Mar. They always drop the olives like they do today. Sorry. Israelis still talk like that.
Say that again?
They drop olives.
What does it mean?
Omar.
Omar.
Yeah. So Omar, Reb Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Trumat HaLishka Kitchilata. Every year's Trumat HaLishka follows the pattern of the first Trumat HaLishkah, which was in the Midbar. Tiftiv vayhi b'chodesh harishon b'shana ha'shinit v'echad l'chodesh hukama mishkan. So it says that Akamas HaMishkan was the first day. And we know that oto hayom natal eser atarot. And one of the ten atarot that it took was the atara of the Rishon for the Avodah of Akrovas Karbonis HaTzibur. In which case, where did the money come from those Karbonis HaTzibur? From the new Truma. And indeed it says, V'tani Allah, B'yom Shukama Mishkan, Bo Bayom Nitruma Truma, in order to be able to purchase those Karbonis. So we needed to do the first Truma Talishka, which means that the Shkolin must have been there by that time, and therefore we need a month in order to make sure, that it would be there. Mm-hmm. And what's your excuse going to be on Sunday?
We'll find out this Sunday.
Rabbi Tami and Rabbi Yoshia, the shame of Kahana, Nema Kan Chotche, Nema Lahalan Chotche, actually it says Lichotche, both of them, because it says Rishonu Lachem Lachotche Hashana, and it says that by the Korbanos, it also says Chodesh Bichotcho Lachotche Hashana. So we have Olat Chodesh Bichotcho. Lichotche appears in both cases. Ma Lichotche, Nema Lahalan, Eimoni Melamini San, Av Lichotche, Nema Kan, Eimoni Melamini San. So we see, therefore, that the Torah uses the word chodshe in the sense of chodesh nisan, therefore the korbanos for chodesh hashana are also from chodesh rishon nisan. Omer Rabbi Yona. I don't know, you know, Rabbi Tavi can't say over something correctly. Why didn't he? Rabbi Tavi was shavak roshi damas nisa. He takes a drosha, he forgets about the whole first part, the Omer sofa, and he says the last part, which really is insufficient information, because there's nothing persuasive about that drosha as he says it. Well, because we use the word that way, I mean, it's a completely different topic. And he leaves everybody hanging. Delakin, that's not the way to say over something correctly. The correct way is like this. God of the Tani, what he should have said, he said over, oh, should say over the whole Brisa. The Brisa starts with an analysis of the extra word. Zot olat chodesh b'chodesh. So first of all, yochu ye'et orim b'chol chodesh b'chodesh. It's mashma that olat chodesh b'chodesh is b'davka coming to say, take each month money to buy the oila for that chodesh in its month. So, yeah, that would be what you would think. Therefore, it continues on to say, b'chodesho l'chodeshe hashana. So b'chodesho l'chodeshe means take it in one chodesh for all the chodesh. That means b'chodesh achad hu torim l'chol chodesh. Now, once you see that, then that means that the Torah is now teaching me a relationship of a particular month to the month of the year. Now we can intelligently discuss what month that is. So then that's the way you should have said it over. So it continues the right, the Yochov Eze Chodesh Yirtzeh, and on that it says, Nehmar Kam L'Chodesh Hashana, Nehmar La'alam L'Chodesh Hashana. Now you understand? It's not just the word Chodesh that happens to be. It's when we're talking about a month that tells me it's been for all the other months, where you're starting a process. That makes a great deal of sense. So Nehmar Kam L'Chodesh Hashana, La'alam L'Chodesh Hashana. Ma L'Chodesh Hashana, Nehmar La'alam Eimoni Elam Yisan. Af L'Chodesh Hashana, Nehmar Kam, Eimoni Elam Yisan. If the Torah is telling you that a particular month should be something that is done for all of the months of the year, well, what do you think it means? Obviously, that it means Nisan. Well, that's not some kind of cheap combination of words over here. Now, when you say Mashmi'im, what does Mashmi'im exactly mean? Where does that come from, the idea that there should be Hashma'a? Ravuna says, no, it means, in fact, that's not that there's a drosha. You know, the idea of Dorshim, Bilchus, HaPesach, Kohen, HaPesach, and so on. Actually, it means Machrizim. It means that we have town criers. Because you see that it actually says in the Reayonim that that's what they used to do. Zeich Madat Amar, it's like what it says over there. It says specifically that Vayitznu Kol B'Yudav Yerushalayim La'vila Hashem Masat Moshe Eved Elohim. So what's the Masat Moshe? That which Moshe Rabbeinu gave us first as his message that we should now see. That is a reference to the Shkolim. And it says that indeed they were Zahachroz Vayitznu Kol. Kol means that there was a town crier about it. And therefore, that's what Mashmi means. It doesn't mean Dorshim Be'yochus Hashkolim Shloy Shinyan Tevim L'Nisa. It means Mashmi'im. That everybody, come to Drosha. Don't come to the Drosha. Every man, woman, and child hears about this. Makes big tumult in town. Taman Taninan. Now, we know that in Megillah, the Mishnah says like this. Ein Bein Adar HaRishon La'Adar HaSheni Ela Mikra Megillah U'Matanot Le'Avyoni. Of course, over there, the context is the mitzvahs of Adar HaRishon vis-a-vis Purim. However, in light of this mission, where we are relating various other logistical requirements to the time of the year of Adar, then we need to revise that mission. Because, I mean, logistically, it's not going to work out if we treat Adar HaRishon, the same as we do Adar HaShem. So points out Rabbi Simon, Hashem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that then certainly we would have to add to that, Av Shimua Shekalim V'Kilayim B'Neim. That would mean that in Adar Sheni is the only time that we can be Mashmi'a L'Shekalim, and the only time that we can be going ahead and announcing to watch out for Kilayim. Skip the next words, the whole next line, up to Zman Kriyatach, the Grot takes out. Omer Rabbi Yossi V'Ye'ut. That makes a heck of a lot of sense. And I'll tell you why. Kulum Amru Mashmi'in Al-Shkalim. What was the point of saying Mashmi'in Al-Shkalim? Why did they say Mashmi'in Al-Shkalim? Lo Kedeshi Aviyu Yisrael et Shikleim Ba'onatan. Isn't the whole point to see to it that the Shkalim are brought on time, correct? Si'im At Amar Ba'adar HaRishon. If you're going to tell me that Hashma'ah is a din in the first Adar, not in the second Adar, so then At Kedonit B'Shat HaShitin Yumi. From this point to then, we still have 60 days, in which case there's no point of a Hashma'ah, because it would be exactly the same as our problem we have with Gavi Kriya Shema. As long as a person believes he still has time to do something, he never does. So what we need to do is we need to get him nervous. So we're going to start 60 days before, everybody will say, ah, come on, I got so much time. So in which case, might as well not be mockery. So always striking a balance between enough time and too much time. In which case, the meaning of the Mishnah is 30 days, not 60 days. It's not an advantage to have 60 days. It's a disadvantage. Therefore, it means, it's got to be, that we should include in the differences between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, Hashmat Ashkalim. You will not be Yotzi Hashmat Ashkalim with Adar Rishon. Furthermore, Kulum Amru Yotzin HaFal HaKilayim. Why did they say in the Mishnah that you should go out and be to see to it that the Kilayim are taken out of the field? Why do we choose that date? It's only because Kedesh Yatzimachim Nikarim. It's because at that point when we go out, we have agricultural inspectors and they can immediately see which things are Kilayim. If you're going to do it early and it's still wintertime, how are you going to see? It's a logistical necessity. It's got to be that it means Adar Sheni, not Adar Rishon. Because Im Omar Adar Rishon, if you're going to try to tell me that the implications of the Mishnah in Megillah is that Lagavi Shkalim, it's also okay to go be Yotze from the Besdin in the 15th of Adar HaRishon. So then, out Kedonim the Kikim. Up until that point, it's still very thin, very not noticeable. How's anybody going to be Okir Kilayim at that point? Rabbi Chizkiyan says, by the way, another minute of Yerushalmi, leave out the word says very often. You won't find ask, says, Matkif, it'll just say his name. Then you fit in the rest yourself. So the correct way that therefore to understand this is not Rabbi Chizkiya Sha'al, but rather Rabbi Chizkiya says, Sha'al Me'ata. That's the general lashon. So Sha'al Me'ata. If this is the case, I would like you to, and again, it doesn't mean, in Yerushalmi, the Sha'al Me'ata is not a lashon of Giboyer. Sha'al Me'ata is, just go around and ask, so what do you think? Meaning, I know what I think. I've already defined my opinion on this. I'd like to see somebody now argue with this. Because it's evident to me. Sha'al Me'ata. B'nei Bavel, Mashmina Shkalim, Mirasho Shokot Shekoref. I say that if the entire issue is over here, to get your Shkalim in time, does it make sense to say that in Eretz Yisrael you'll be Mashmina Bechad Badar, and in the jungles of Belleville you're going to say Mashmina Bechad Badar? How are they going to end this? FedEx doesn't work during those amount of time. How are you going to get your Shkalim there on time? So you have to adjust according to the period. So obviously it's a logistical requirement, what best to determine, that now's the time, so they're not even out for the middle of the winter still. The people will realize this is the last opportunity because the caravan is taking off. It's only going to get there in a while. So it could still be Choref time. So this difference for Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni is certainly not valid in terms of Bava. So what's the reason? Exactly the same. Take out the word lo. Exactly the same way that you said in our Mishnah that for Bnei Eretz Yisrael you need to be able to have this amount of time to get it to Yerushalayim, so you need more time from Bava. No, it could be the local best that took care of the announcements, but it would have to be adjusted. You're claiming that it doesn't mean Adar Rishon. In Babylon, it might even mean before Adar Rishon.
Every Jew is obligated.
But we're going to see. But Lamai say every male above 20 years old.
Right. Is the Chutzlaritz issue a few days?
No, this is logistical. It's not really declared in the Mamash and Moed. Hetiv Rav Ula Kamera Bimon. Now, Rav Ula had a question about Rav Chizkiya's big statement over here. Is it not that doesn't really make sense? Because we're going to see later on in the Mishnah. But actually, there were three times, we used to take all of the shkalim and put it together. together in a lishka, and then go into a formal truma by taking out a pile of coins and utilizing those coins. We'll see each time what they were for. Now we would be yachting them. But we did this truma three times. One was 15 days before Pesach. One was 15 days before Shulis. And one was 15 days before Sukkot. Now I would expect that Lo Neymar isn't the way to understand this, that Ilan the Craven, the Brosa Pesach, but the very early Shkolim that were coming in from areas around Yerushalayim. So they were taken immediately, right up front, so that it should be ready by the time Pesach comes and so on, everything is ready. That's the Yechad Benisa. And then one of them, meaning the people that live far away, let's say people live in Metula and so on. Okay, so by the time the Shkolim get in, it's already before Shavuos. So that would be Beprosat Seres. And the people that live in Bavel, Elu Derechokim, people who live really far away, their Shkolim come in later, and therefore their Shkolim, we get another Truma to include their Shkolim before Sukkot. In which case, we obviously don't want everybody's Shkolim to be in time for the first day of Nisan. So what we're saying is indeed a din that doesn't change by location. We're saying, we start on the first of Adar. By that time, we're going to get people that are close to Yerushalayim that their Shkolim will be in by Nisan. That doesn't mean that if you live in Babel, see to it that your Shkolim are in by Nisan. Your Shkolim can take a few months to get there. The only thing is that during the course of the year it should be there, so that by the time 15 days before Sukkot comes along, we will do it for you too. Isn't that the chat? So why is he making such a big deal and claiming that each location has to change its schedule in order to get there by Rishon LeNisan? I thought that's the whole point in the Mishnah. On Marlene. Yeah, he's asking. No, he's saying, isn't the Mishnah a steer to what? I mean, he was so sure that this is Reb Chizkiah. He was so sure. So Reb Manna answered him, Marmalei, you misunderstand the Mishnah. That's not what the Mishnah means. Kula kach hatiba. Of course all the Shkolim have to be there on time. Don't confuse the collection of the Shkolim with the Truma Tzalishka. The Truma Tzalishka was a particular thing that was done as an act of Truma, as we'll see later on. But the reason that we spent it, they split it three times, Lama Amrub L'Shlosha Prakim, is because we want Yisrael to sense, as they're coming from Yantar, we want them to sense that we're making a big deal and bringing everything from their money. It simply publicizes this. And that's the only point, but everybody should have their shkolim in there on time. So what Reb Chizkiah was saying makes a great deal of sense. If you need more time, then you have to be makers earlier.
And when you say before Shavuos, it's for the next year?
No. It's Truma Tzalishka, from shkolim that were already there. We used to take now a container and fill it up with shkolim.
What shkolim
we'll see.
Well, it's not for the carbon zero.
It is, but that's a special treat. So there were other things that we use Truma Tzalishka. It is the makers of shekel. First, we collect all. What he's saying is, you misunderstood. We first collect all the makers of shekel. That's for sure. Everything has to be in on time.
Right.
Now we do a truma out of that pile of coins. We take a container, fill it up with coins, and we're meirin. And we do this three times a year.
Well, who's we
based in? Resident. And that is done, but that has nothing to do with when you get a shekel in. Shekel's got to be there at the beginning. Rabbi Yudah bar Pazi, b'shem Rebbe. Can we read this and not be utterly shattered? Take a look at the difference between the ego and the Mishnah. L'tova, when it comes to giving money for the Mishnah. So there it says, Kol Nadiv Leiv. If you happen to have a good heart, you'll give money to the Mishnah. But when it comes to the ego, oh man, Bayit Parku, Kol Ha'am. There's nobody, I mean, everybody runs to give that money. They say a story about Reb Chaim Brisker, that they came to collect, that came to collect money for this new institution. It was opening. And comes to Brisk, and every has all the rich Malabad are giving money, and it's a fantastic presentation. They come to Reb Chaim, he refuses to give any money. That. People that never gave money to anything giving money, that's exactly the point. There's got to be something wrong with it. I'm not giving.
When it's so easy to get the money,
and it's based on the sugya. Or we find the same thing. Comes time to Kabiba Kabul Tera, so the Tovah, by Yotzei Moshe Ta'am. Moshe's got to bring him out and encourage them. But when it comes to sending the Meraglim to destroy Eretz Yisrael, Vatik Ravune like, okay, everybody's running to Moshe, pushing Moshe, come on, Moshe, we got to get this done. So again, you see, the Tovah, Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Israel. So you need first Beis Rabbeinu to be Ma'irer and to get everybody to do it. But L'ra'ah, Vatisak Kol Eidat Kolam, everybody all of a sudden spontaneously has the same message about how miserable they are in the Midbar. And it's time to go back to Mitzrayim. Amar Pia Bar Abba. Indeed, you should know that in Svanya, the Navi makes a point of exactly that Nakuda. That's the meaning of Achen Ishkimu Ishkitu. Ishkimu Ishkitu means they get up early in order to groom things. You'll never get people out of bed in terms of that you won't get. But they'll get out of bed early in the morning to blow away history. So kol hashkatasha yuhasim hashkama yuhasim ota. If there was anything to ruin, everybody's always there on time. Omer Abba Bar Acha. Abba Bar Acha says, "Well, these Jews are insane. Einat yachol amod al ofya shel umah." They're completely inconsistent. Everything is mishubim. Nitpayim la'ega. You can imagine the same people. Guy knocks on the door. How would you like to donate money for an ego azov? Great, fantastic idea to give money. And then, benotnim. And then a couple days later, basically, by the time Yom Kippurim runs around, the people are banging on the door. How would you like to give money to build a Mishkan? Great idea. Benotnim. Completely crazy. Tana. Actually, it's not necessarily that this is the case. Why? Because we know that there is a completely different interpretation. If you look at the Seder HaDvarim, anything that was done in the Mishkan was actually done to negate the ego. In fact, the whole Mishkan incorporates the ego as its essence. So all of the things that we were doing over there was as a kapora. What are you telling me, Yev Shalom Mod? Obviously, if they did it for the ego, and then it's after Yom Kippur, and you're coming along, and you're asking them to do the same thing, so then it's because they recognize you. You're making them sound like a bunch of madmen. On the contrary, they were bedafka doing what it was that was done in the ego. But that's in order to be a kapora. Right? So that's why it says, indeed, kapora. Why is it called a kapora? Because it was kapora. You're saying that you can't understand them. You can understand them perfectly well. What are you making such a big deal of that? Right. I don't understand why you're saying Yevshala. I mean, anybody who reads the Chumash can see that it's not. We're not trying to bring out how crazy they are. We're trying to bring out how they're being metake. Whereas Reb Chagai, B'shem, Reb Shimon Bar Nasu, Sholosh Trumas Nemru B'Parshas. Take a look. You have three times. He's referring to Parshas Truma. That's Rashi brings. And those three Trumas are Zot Trumat. What do we have? The Parshas Zot, rather. Trumat Adani. Trumat Shkalim. We're going to analyze the pasuk in a minute. The Trumat Amishkan. So we have the Truma, which was the precise amount that's brought for the Adani. We have the Trumat of Shkalim that are brought in terms of our Shkalim. Those Shkalim were actually brought for the Adonim. We have an interesting twist, because over there we counted B'nai Yisrael with the Matzah Hashekel. Those were used to make Bedavka the Adonim. But the Truma Shkolim was a separate Truma, which has become now our Machtzis HaShekel, which was used for the Korbanos. And then there was the Truma HaMishkan, which was used for building the Mishkan. Where do we see this? It starts with Daber al B'nei Yisrael Viku Li Truma. So what's the Li Truma? The Li Truma refers to the Trumas Adonim, because it means that they don't get anything out of it. This is something that is kept. There's no kapara for them. We don't put Korbanos with it. So that's the Trumas Adonim. Then it says, Me'et Kalisha Sher Yidvenu Libo. Tikhu et trumati. That trumati is the truma that's used lishmi. But that means that it's for korbanos, for aveda. So zu trumat shkalim. And then it says beferish, rizota trumat shetikhu mitam. And it goes to the various materials. So you have the zolav and the kesef and the koshet and so on. That's obviously the trumat hamishkan. But la mishkan mashir tzu yasu. Whatever, there already it's whatever anybody decides. If he has gold, he can give gold. He doesn't want to give, he doesn't have to give. He wants to give material, he can give material. That's fine. But the Trumat HaShkalim, that's Le Korban. And indeed, that Truma, Mashi Yirtsu Yasu, they should give. Now, there's two levels of meaning to this. And again, remember that there's been a reversal here. Because anybody who reads the parasha understands that the nature of the Truma that's been given, this comes out clearly from Kitisa, because the Mechaper al Nafshotechem was in terms of the senses. We don't use the Machtzis HaShekel for senses. So the Machtzis HaShekel originally was both a senses and the Makor of the commonality of the Adoni of the Mishkan, which everybody is the same. So it stands on the general, which nobody stands out. That's the Adon. Then they also had to, there's a remez over here, that they also brought money for Korbanos. We're applying the din of Machtzis HaShekel to the money for Korbanos. It's a little bit strange. So the remez over here is that money, which will become Ladaris, the money for the Shkalim, can actually be used for whatever you want. Which means that, as we'll see many times, we've already had it in the other Masechtas, that Bezdin can be Matneh to use the money that is given for the Machas HaShekel to pay the workmen or for Dayanim and so on, and things that were Tzorchei HaTzibur, which is very interesting because indeed the Mishnah introduces the concept of Tzorchei HaTzibur at the same time that it introduces the union of the Shkalim Bechlal. So we're being medayik over here. Indeed, I'm not telling you what to use it for. Use it for whatever you want. So that's that there's another level here, which is that you can also, as opposed to the original Trumat HaDanim, you also can use a Machas HaShekel of whatever coin is current. So let's say that the coin, the large coin in your Medina, is worth more than the Shekel Shel Kodesh. You would still give a Machas HaShekel. You know, we don't say that you're violating the Shir, which we would have said in the Mishnah, the original one. But Bilvad, what's necessary is, however, is that Yad Kodesh Sheyeh Yad Kulan Shaveh. But it's important that not some people give one coin as a Machas HaShekel, other people give another. You can, I said, two levels. Either what is given can be used, or whatever the Tanakh Besdin is, or whatever they determine to be the shekel coin at the time, even if it's larger.
Yasu Oto into that.
Correct. But as long as everybody gives the same amount. That's the point. So, Shiyu Yad Kulam Shaveh. That's why we make the, you know, the.
Well, that's why we have to make bills for another.
No.
Yeah.
Either, yeah, on both levels.
Yeah.
Trumat Adanim LaAdanim. And specifically in that year, the Trumat Adanim, which was the Matzah Shekel, then went only for Adanim. Now, the gears that we have, Ashir Lo Yar Bevada Lo Yam Eat, makes sense on one level. Because what it's saying is that at that point, since the Mishkan was very perfectly calibrated, you could not have any other Yuchi coin. It would have to be a Matzah Shekel of the precise weight of the Matzah Shekel. No, I just back from
Africa.
certain animal tendencies are coming up. Abood. We should bring in some Johnny Clegg here. That's right, get it going. Okay, so the truth is that the gears that we have here, personally, I like. Because it's good for coming to tell you, you don't have any choices when it comes to Trumas HaAdanim. Because over there it's stress. However, most take this piece and push it back to the earlier piece. Because it says Adal Lo Yarbe. In other words, since we're utilizing the Trumas HaAdanim today for the Trumas HaShkalim, so you all have to, you can't just say, okay, I'm going to use the Rugel, you know, and you use the Zlotin. You have to use that to decide what you're using. And then it says, Ashir lo yarbe v'adah lo yamit. Yeah. What's the coin that you're going to be using as the math? You can't have people.
It doesn't have to be worldwide. But then some people may not be giving the same amount.
That's fine. But in each area, it can't be that each yachid brings something different.
Let's see, you got a border, and so one person on one side pays one side.
Yeah, what can you do? It's amazing. One person goes to work at a quarter to seven. The other one goes to work at a quarter to eight. One person goes to work on the 15th of May, and one person goes to work on the 14th of May, and there it is at the same time. They're talking to each other on the phone. Are you crazy when you get to the computer? On the 15th, what are you making trouble for? They always catch me. Forget about it. You don't have to look to Parshas Truma, the Remez of Truma. That's a general Truma. But if you take a look in the Parshas of Shkolin itself, which is Kikisa, which is talking about Shkolin, when you're talking about the Truma, it's very confusing because you're trying to persuade me that the Truma that it says over there, Legabi the Adonim, should be seen by me as the Truma of the Shkolin nowadays. It's all been pushing it. But I can show you that even in Kikisa, it says exactly the same triple Lashon of Truma. There too it says, Machtzis HaShekel Truma LaHashem, Yitein Trumat HaShem, Latet Trumat HaShem. Why do you think it does that? Because it means that embedded in the nature of the Shkolim is indeed all of the various elements of Truma. So that it comes to represent the nature of the Truma Levishka. The fact that in that year we concentrated the Machtzis HaShekel element for the Adonim doesn't mean that we have to say, so forget about it. Nowadays we're not using it on that level. So let everybody give what they want. After all, doesn't it say Kolish Asher Yidvenu Libo? That was your gears before. You wanted to be Madaik from the Pazik Kolish Asher Yidvenu Libo Yidvenu Trumati. So Yidvenu Libo means that you don't need to give. It's only if you want to give. Isn't that a contradiction? Therefore, I want to show you that no, we don't need for it to fit exactly. We know that the Teres Merama is in the nature of Machtzis HaShekel itself, levels of Machtzis HaShekel. And so at different times, it may have been applied in different ways. But there's certainly a concept of a machzis ha-shekel that is meant to be a norm throughout the derech.
The topic is the Azman
is where?
The Golan Regional Museum, the archaeological one of the Golan.
At the steel, his cavern?
How safe it can be incorporated into a building like
the Chamishas Arbo Korinat HaMegillah B'Krachim asks the Gemara, can you explain to me why we would choose the 15th of all things? Can you explain to me why we choose the 15th Richie?
What's
yeah. I mean, why would we take the 15th if you want to take a sin on what you do in Abba? Is it only because Richie lives in Yerushalayim? Unlikely. I mean, Lokein Omer Rabbi Chalva, that Ravuna Rabba, Hashem, no, it's, I'm sorry, Ravuna said, that Rab said in the name of Rabbi Rabba, that HaKol Yotzin Be'arba Asar Shuzman Kriyata, anybody would be Yotze reading the Megillah on the 14th, including the Krachi. So, what's the point of that? Means that when's the Iker Din of the Kriya? It's the 14th, so what are you telling me the 15th? I don't think you want to tell me about the Iker Din. Doesn't make sense. Omar Lei Loba Lalamda Chashikola Mitzvot HaNoagot Ba'adar Sheni Einano because that's exactly what we want to draw your attention to, the fact that whatever it is that is the particular din in Adar, in the normal Adar, that it has to be, it's linked to all of the other things in the Mishnah of the year that, as we've already shown, have to be in Adar Sheni. So if that's the case, it wants you to know that despite the fact that the 14th is any din, even the special halacha of the din of the krochi, which is, okay, that's a special din of the krochi. No, that's also linked to Ador Hasheni. You will not be Yotzi in Ador Rishon. Says Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Acha were sitting together. Says Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Acha, you know, lo mistavra el l'sha'avar, I mean, aval haba, lo. The word l'chatchila in b'di'avad in the Yerushalmi is the l'haba. L'haba means l'chatchila, before we're getting to it. That's what's coming. And Bida Avad is when you already did it. That's Lisha Avad. That's the same word. So it's B'di'evet. Isn't, I mean, what he says, that you, everybody's Yotze on the 14th. I mean, it doesn't mean that we could say L'chatchila, that everybody can read on the 14th, does it? I mean, it means if you read on the 14th, you don't have to read again on the 15th. In any of the grafi. Really not. So how do you explain the fact that there are places that are misopic? So they're not sure if their town was Mukav Choma or not. And they read it on 2 days to be Yitzit. What are these crazy guys reading it on 2 days? If you're up, they were already Yitzit. So Ramana Shachar, they read it on the 14th because they thought it was the 14th, and now they're holding B'di'avad. So they already read it. So why do they have to read it again? Something's wrong with all our local over here, and I don't get it. Omar Le Af Anas overcame. I don't know. I also hold what he's saying, and nonetheless, I don't know it's a problem. Or I also hold that this is a problem. Omar Rebbe Mana V'yev. It makes perfectly good sense. Let me ask you something. Evil Mishikari Abar Basa. Yes means it makes good sense. It's good. No, it doesn't mean Mistav. Because Mistav means something else. Yes means it works out. It works out fine. Because even Mishikarya B'Yadalit, Choser V'Karya B'Tetvav, let's say somebody read on the 14th, and he was Yotze B'Yad. The rest of his town didn't read on the 14th. They're supposed to read on the 15th. He's the Baal Kerek. Can he read it for them or not? What do you hope? You're going to tell me that Shema Ein Shomim Lo? What, that we can't hear his Kriya? If you're going to tell me that, Imatayim Erkein, Nimtzeita Oker Zman Krachim B'Yadecha. You see, you cannot define the Halacha as the 14th. There's a big difference between an individual. That's all he's saying. He's saying an individual who read on the 14th would be Yotze. But there's a different halacha. There's a halacha of the city. If you're going to say that anybody could read on the 14th, then what you're saying is there's no din of krachim reading on the 15th. That's the point. So it could well be that it's even a chatchila. Maybe an individual could indeed go ahead and read on the 14th. But that's not going to change the fact that in terms of the chiyav of the city as a whole, he is viewed as not having been Yotze, the din of the krach. He could still read for everybody else in the city. So therefore, you have to split this into two different halachas. When he said lechatchila that everybody, this is what Rabbi Rabba said in Sipori, that's a place in Barnea's neighborhood. So what Rabbi Rabba paskin over there was that anybody would be Yotze. That could be for a yachid, anybody would be Yotze. He certainly never meant to be oker the halacha that a krach Pachas to read on the 15th. So therefore, you can't ask a kasha from the mashmos of his lashon that his lashon is mashmim and lechatchila.
Why didn't
you have this problem with the Tzemach Yudah and the Tzemach Yudah? Hey, Divrei Torah, Aniim b'makom Echad, V'Ashirim b'makom Echad. This is a great second. Yeah, and the halacha, it's also a problem. Tani Reb Shimon Yamuelomer, mitzvah sanagos badasheni, in anagos barishon. In respect to Purim, whatever it is that you do in adasheni is not halacha and adarishon, except for two things. Chutz mihesped v'tanias, which we call Purim Katan. The Purim Katan is in a year where there is an adasheni. Purim Katan and adarishon, there is no hesped and there's no tanias on the 2 days of Purim. Shem shavim bezel bezet. So there is a Purim, but the mitzvahs of Purim aren't noy. The surim.
Both days.
Rabbi Ba, who in the Bavli is called Rabbi Abba, but again we dropped his Aleph, so he only comes on to different ways of looking at it. Maybe he took his Aleph. And Rabbi Yeria, B'shem Rab, Rabbi Simon said it all, B'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Halacha, Kripshim HaMegam, you know, in fact, that's correct, we passed it like that. Ravuna Rabba from Tzipori said, Inhig, it's not so simple, Inhig, Rabbi Chia B'tzipori, Gadad Kripshim HaMegam, Lo Omer Ela Inhig, Halalacha Lo. You'll notice, when he passed in Halacha Kripshim HaMegam, that's what Rabbi Simon was claiming. You should just know that the fact that someone was manning something, which means that if someone will ask you, they'll say, this is the way we do it. But that's different from pasking halacha l'adar, is getting up and saying, halacha is bad, you don't fast in Purim and Adar Isha. We find there's always this three levels. There's always three levels of psak. A psak in which there's been a psak of a rabbi called the halacha. Things in which pok chazim mayam adaber. This is the way that people have been doing it. You can't announce it as if it's a halacha. You can tell people that that's how to do it. There's other things which will only be merames to people because it's a little bit risque or whatever, so we'll only tell it to people that understand how to apply the halacha. We can be matin. We don't want to say it over. So you said halacha from Gamliel. You should just know it's Sipori. They didn't view it as a halacha. They viewed it as a psak that they would say based on the tradition. Allah, Allah, Allah. But you should know when it comes to dating a shtar, l'inyan shtar, probably the aval doesn't believe. It doesn't belong. It's not an aval kind of. L'inyan shtarot, if you're going to be dating a shtar, which makes tremendous nafkaminas, obviously, in Allah, in terms of can you be tovea a field that he bought afterwards. I mean, we need to know which adar it's talking about. So l'inyan shtarot, when you're writing a shtar, if you just write the word adar, it means adar shein. If you want to write Adar Rishon, then Kotzim Adar Rishon. Adar Sheni, because it's the Adar in which we're knowing all of the mitzvahs, that is the Adar Stam. Whereas Rabbi Yudayim, oh no, the contrary. Adar Rishon is always the Stam. Adar Sheni, this is how we do it. Adar Sheni, you always write Adar Tanyata, second Adar. So there we write Adar Sheni, we point out that this is the Tanyata, the second
Adar.
Although I'll keep you in court for decades. Exactly. מאחר ועדר משמין על השקלים, על הכליים ובחמישה עשר בו קונים את המגילה בקרחים, ומתקנים את הדרכים ואת הרחובות ואת מקוות המים, ויוצאים כל צורכי הרבים ומציינים את הכפורות ויוצאים אף על הכליים. למה באחד בידר? כדי שיביאו יסודת שקליהם בעודתם ותתארן תשומת הלשכה מן החדשה בזמנה באחד בניסן. וכזה יצרו, אמר רבי שמוע ברבי יצחק, תשומת הלשכה כתחילתה. דכתיב, היו בקודש הראשון בשנה השנית באחד לחודש וקם המשכן, which is on ראשון באדר. And it says in the Brisa Bayom Shukama Mishkan, Bo Bayom Nitruma Truma, Rabbi Tavi, Rabbi Yoshi, Rabbi Shem Rabbi Kana, Nemar Kan Chodshe, and Nemar Lan Chodshe, Ma Chodshe, Lichodshe, Shinemar Lan, Imonin El Minisan, Av Lichodshe, Shinemar Kan, Imonin El Minisan. Oh, Rabbi Yona, what a way to quote a Brisa, good Lord, Shavak Rabbi Tavi, Rosh Adamasvis, and he says, the sofa, the law came, that's not how to do things, my friend. Gahadadatani, this is what it really says. סולת חודש וחודשו יכול יהיה תורם בכל חודש וחודש. תלמוד לא אומר בחודשו לחודשי. שיש לי בחודש אחד, הוא תורם על כל חודשי השנה. In which case, the יוכל באיזה חודש ירצה. Then, kicks in what Rav Tavi said. נאמר כאן לחודשי השנה, ונאמר להלן לחודשי השנה. מה חודשי השנה שאמר הלאה אימוני מניסן? אף לחודשי השנה שאמר כאן, אימוני אלא מניסן. What do you mean when you say mashmin? When it says means literally machrizin. Echmadat amar, like nuko yuda, ubi Yerushalayim, lavila Hashem, masat Moshe, ever Elohim. So it means mamish achrazah. Tamai Tanina Nein Bein Adar Rishon Adar Hashini Yela Mikra Megillah Matanot Lev Yonim points out Rabbi Simon Vishem Rabbi Yishuv and Levi, it's got to include Shimu Eshkalim Mekilayim Bineyim. Om Rabbi Yosef, the Yehus, of course it's got to mean that. Hochinami Mistavri, here's what the Yehus means. Because Klum Omru Mashmin Al Eshkalim is Kadesh Avi Yisrael et Shikleyim Bo Natan Im Adamar Badar Rishon Sa'at Kedon Yit Peshat Hashit in Yumin. Furthermore, Klum Omru Yotzin Hafal Akilayim on the 15th Lo Kidei Shehei Atzmachim Nikarim Im Adamar Badar Rishon Ad Kedonim in the Kikin. Rabbi Chizkiya says, Sha'al Miata, B'nei Baba, Mashmin Al Eshkalim, Karamin, Rosh HaShachoret, Kedei Shiyaviz, Rosh HaKlim, Onatam, Vetita, Reim, Trumata, Veshkem, and HaKadosh HaBez Manah. You could read the law also, even though they take it out. Because after all, was it not? Yeah. Hey, Kibrilula Kamera Dimona, Vatanina Bishlosha Proki Bishonatam and Salishka Befrosa Pesach Rosa Tzeres Befrosa Chag, Omar Lei, Nech, Lo Nemar, Yilan, the Craven Frosa, no, sorry. The question, the way we read it was, Velo Nemar, Elan, the Craven Frosa Pesach, Elan, the Rechokin, Befrosa Tzeres, Elan, the Rechokin, you know, and Befrosa, sorry, I did it again wrong. Elan, the Rechokin, you know, and Befrosa Chag, that's the way we read it. It wasn't a response, it was part of his riot. Omar Lei, no, that's not what it means. In fact, it means Kula Karnati Ba. Lama Amr Shlosha Prakim, Gedelas is Probeladavan, nothing to do with what you're saying. Rubino Vapazi Bishem Rebbe, Hen Nikrava Lonivat, Litova Kol Divle, Lira'a Vipoku Kola, Litova Vayatse Moshe Ta'am, Lira'a Vatikruvune Laikuchem, Litova Azeshi Moshe Vene Israel, Lira'a Vatisakola Eda. This you're connecting to. The Amr of Chia Barava. Achein, Hishkimu Hishkitu. That's exactly what Svanya meant. Kol Ashkata Shayosi, Ayosi Bashkama. Omre Baba Baracha, Inat Yechol Lamod, Al Ofya, Shal Umazo. Nitvayim Le'ega Venotin, Nitvayim Le'mishkal Venotin. Is this what Yeshua Ben Hananya, the way they have it there too? In your dream? Yeah. Thank you. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Hananya. No. After Rababa Baracha. For Rabbi Yosef Barchanina. So tell Rabbi Yosef Barchanina, Adam Asnisa. No, that's not the meaning. It's not that they're crazy. It's Vasita Kaporet Zaftahor. Yavo Zahav Shal Kaporet, Vyechaper Al Zahav Shal Egel. Rabbi Chagai, and who do they have over here? Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shmuel Barnachman. Reb Chagai says, "B'shem Reb Shmuel Bar Nosson, Shalosh Trubais Nemru B'Parshas Avodah, Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman, Shalosh Trubais Nemru B'Parshas Zos, Trubais Adonim, Trubais Shekolim, Trubais Hamishka. Daber Al Bnei Yisrael V'Kuli Trubais Trubais Adonim. Meis Kol Yisrael Shehid V'Nalibo Tikul Trubais Zizum Trubais Shekolim. V'Zot Trubais Shetikul Mitam Zul Trubais Hamishkan." The Trumat HaMishkan obviously went for the building of the Mishkan, Mashi Yitzhu Yasu. Trumat HaShkalim went for Korban, that's the Bezman Hazah also, Mashi Yitzhu Yasu, but Kadesh Yad Kulam Shaveh. Trumat HaDanim went La Danim, and in those days, Hashelo Yarbev Adalo Yamit, or this is a Pirish on Yad Kulam Shaveh. Omri B'Yovim, after Parsha Hazot, in Kitisan HaMashal HaShtrumas, Martis HaShekel, Truma Hashem is one. Yitain Trumat Hashem is two. Latet the Trumat Hashem is three. V'chamishas abo korin et ha-megillah bekrachim. Why chamishas abo? Lo kein amar Rebbi Chalbo, Revuna, Rav, B'shem, B'shem, Rav, Rabba, Hako yotzim b'arba'asar, shuzman kriyata, and you choose the 15th. Amar le lo bar landacha, shekol ha-mitzvot, ha-noagot, Varsheni, Einan Noagot Vadarishon, Rabbi Yosef Ravacha. We're sitting together, Yasmi. Om Rabbi Yosef Ravacha. It sounds to the way he's talking. I mean, Lo Mispavra, Elosh Lishava, Aval Lavalo, Vatani Makom Shinagu Likrot Shneyami, Korinot Shneyami, which means that you're not Yotze even B'Yavad. Om Arle of Anasovake. Om Rabbi Mona V'Yeus. Ilo Mishikarya Barbasa Chuzer V'Karya B'Chamishasa. Shema Inshamim Lo. Imat Omer Kein Nimtze Tokyo Zman HaKrachim B'Yadecha. Tani Rabbi Shimon Megamliel Omer. Mitzvot HaNoagot Bala Sheini. Eina Noagot Bala Rishon. Chutz V'Yas V'Vatayni Shem Shavim B'Zazah. Rebaba and Rabbi Yirmiya B'Shem Rab. And Rabbi Simon quoted Rabbi Shimon Levi. Halog Rabbi Shimon Megamliel. Whereas Rav Huna, Rabbi, Tzchorin Omar, no. Hini Rukhiya Bitsipur, Kahada Rukhim Gambia. Lo Amar Lahini, Avala Loka Lok, Av Lainyan Starot, Katrima Darishon, whereas Adarshani is left stam. Whereas Rehidomer, Adarishon is left stam. Adarshani is always mentioned as Tanyan.